You're now tuning in to Sipping Tuesdays with Eleni Janice. Success is something that is destined for each and every one of us, but it can vary with each person you know. My definition of success can look a lot different than yours because we all have different destinies, different gifts and talents, different visions, missions, plans, voices, choices, goals, and dreams. And something that I learned is that success is not something you find nor something you create for yourself. As I shared on my previous episode, success is in every day, from the moment you wake up to the moment you rest your head. Success is there all the time, waiting for us to just cherish it, to embrace it, to welcome it with open arms. Success has been defined in material things for a long time, or how much money you have, or all the places that you visit, or the relationships you have, careers that you build for yourself. But to me, success is more in our daily actions and our perspective of life. Our situations, responsibilities, challenges, and priorities are all lessons as well as blessings. They're all there to teach us important things and have hidden messages all the time, guiding us and synchronizing our experiences by merging us to the next frequencies of whatever we put out. Our lessons make such a huge impact on our belief system about ourselves. From our mistakes to failures, from tears to pain, it is in the ugly moments where we are born again, because this is where we experience a level of self-awareness and where we begin to reflect on all the things that we are and all the things that we're not. This is where breakthrough begins to take place in our lives. And the truth is, it can be a pretty scary time in our lives, because this is where our mindset can either elevate us or bring us to new perspectives or defeat us. This is why they say that our mind is our greatest weapon. That is why it's so important to become our own best friend, our own BFF forever. It's important for us to feel what we're experiencing, to acknowledge our pain, but to not stay there forever. And over the past few months, I was experiencing a lot of grief in my life. My dog passed away in October of last year, and I began to feel very down about myself. You know, at the time, I allowed my mind to lie to me. I became my biggest critic. And of course, you know, with the pandemic and, you know, not much has changed in a year, you know, I feel like a lot of people have been experiencing more depression or more sadness in their lives because things are changing, and that could be pretty scary to anybody, you know. And so during this time, I could say that I hated myself for a little while. I couldn't find the joy in my daily routine. I felt like I was just blaming myself for his death. And, you know, when I feel that way, I just begin to shut away from the world. I don't do the things I once loved. I forget about Eleni. I forget about my worth and my purpose, you know, at the time. But surrounding myself and allowing myself to remind me of my worth definitely motivated me to keep going. You know, sometimes we have to learn to quiet our thoughts and say, hey, enough is enough. I have to keep going in life. You know, as a mom, clearly, you don't really have that much time to grieve. You don't have that much time to sit and ponder about what next step you're going to take. Or if you're a business owner, you know, you got a million things, a million goals that you have set for yourself. And, you know, you get to a point where, like, where is time? Like, time just goes by and you don't have any time to waste. You know, so I realized that I had to go through a self-reflection experience to help me pinpoint who I am and what I meant to my kids and what I wanted out of life. And not just this, I had to go through this like spiritual change, but also mental and emotional change. You know, I'm not saying that I have mental issues, but I feel like as a human, as a person, we all experience different things all of the time. Some people are just good at hiding it. I'm not. I'm the kind of person who is is always going to talk about my experiences because I love my life. I love my story. And even though it can seem confusing and, you know, misleading, or it could feel like you don't know what's next, or maybe just life isn't fair, you know, I could tell you that I got to a point where I felt super defeated. And to be honest, I've been through a lot. You know, we all go through things and we all have a sad story, right? Or things that we're maybe not proud to discuss. But that's our story, and I had to learn how to own it. You know, we cannot change our circumstances. We cannot change the past. We cannot change the people around us, nor we can't prevent for things to happen. Like, it just, life happens. I mean, of course, you can kind of prevent it. You can plan ahead. But no matter what, you can't really change what's meant to happen. Just like we can't change the world that we live in. We could only just change our perspective about ourselves and take charge of our own happiness. If I wanted to experience this happiness again at the time, I had to fall in love with myself all over again. I had to tap into my gifts and talents. I had to create a new plan for my life. I had to, like I said, tap into who I was. And I had to relearn how I wanted to do things this time around. And, you know, I had to learn how to not allow myself to get to that point again, or how to react when I faced another challenge. Recently, my second dog passed away last week. And of course, you know, that really hurt me so much. You know, and you could probably say, man, she just has the worst of luck. And, you know, maybe I do. But I also know that the universe is working for me and not against me. Now I know that these setbacks are just like breakthroughs. They lead me to the next place in my life. You know, I believe that these setbacks align you with your purpose and where you need to be. That's why I'm here today. I'm here today to share this message, you know, with you, because, you know, I had to learn the importance of keep pushing forward and becoming my own best friend. Sometimes when things are falling apart, it just seems so confusing. It may seem like we're just not good enough. It seems like the whole world is against us, or we feel like we're a failure, or that we failed. But it's in those moments where we experience a breakthrough from our breakdowns, where we're down, where we realize that the Creator allows certain things to fall in your life so that He can make room for better things for you. As summer ends, I know that seasons change. And as we begin to enter fall, I am allowing my life to just fall in the rhythm of the way it's supposed to be. I am no longer fighting it, nor questioning it, or blaming myself for things. Instead, I have allowed my mindset to be free and to find the peace that it deserves. And I wish that for everyone who's listening right now. I wish that you can begin to attract all the things that are good for you. And of course, bad things are going to happen all of the time, but it all starts and it ends in your mind. And I've been talking about this since my very first podcast last year, because perspective truly is the key that unlocks the success that's in every day. Perspective is a hidden treasure that we all carry within, but in order to embrace it and activate it, we must learn to discover our purpose, stay true to our vision, become self-disciplined, raise our vibrations, show ourselves unconditional self-love, self-confidence, and self-forgiveness, because that is how we take our power back. This is how we create balance in our life, and this is how we step out of our comfort zones when we feel like we are just in a funk. When we set boundaries for ourselves, it allows us to find the clarity that we deserve and embrace every season of our life. In order to be successful, you must learn these things and apply it to your everyday life. That is why I say that success is in every day, because each and every day there's new opportunities that allows us to take charge of our life. I know you feel broken. I know maybe you feel defeated or sick and tired, or maybe life hasn't been fair to you, but I'm here to remind you that you are an overcomer and you are meant to break through each barrier that stands in your way, because you are a warrior and you were selected. You were chosen. You were qualified by God. You are magical, magnificent, and more than enough. So let's become our own best friends. Let's quiet our thoughts and let's stop feeling defeated. Let's try to remember all of these things in moments of difficulty to keep looking up. You know, I had to let my experiences and challenges and, you know, all my setbacks break me so that I could see how much pressure I could take. I rose up from the dirt, from this darkness, and became the diamond that I am now and that I was called to be. Remember that what you focus on multiplies. So if you want to experience breakthrough in your life, start speaking what you want to see happen instead of constantly stating what you're currently experiencing. This is the only way you will find change in your life, in your thoughts, in your experiences, in your financial status or your relationships, your home or career, your business or your goals. Start claiming today that this is your breakthrough year. And remember that it's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. So let's become our best friends. I love you guys. Hope y'all enjoyed today's segment. Stay blessed.